Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of January 2018, and this is the 725th Mole Out Loud podcast. You can probably hear me labouring a bit. I'm walking up Knocklofty. And yesterday, as I mentioned, I went to my first Qigong class for the year, and really the first Qigong for a few weeks, because I have been very slack about practicing, and I've really felt the lack of it. And last night I slept like a log after Qigong. It was wonderful, one of those big, deep sleeps, and I didn't wake up in time to do my usual early walk. So I'm just going up now, which is a sort of post quiz, and I'm going round part of the loop and then coming down to deliver some apricots to a friend, because my apricot tree has become really productive, but my apricots last practically no time at all. They do get this, they get this bruising very quickly, and so it's, you get a lot of apricots all at once, and something has to be done with them. So I'm going to take a little bag to a friend, and later on today I'll need to do some more picking, and a lot of that picking means cutting the bruises off and cooking them for later. That's really the only way of preserving them. I usually eat as I pick, so I do eat some of them fresh from the tree, but most of them have to be fixed in some way, and it takes quite a lot of time. And that was one of the things I was really noticing, that I hadn't figured into my week, that it was apricot week. Gosh, I do sound so puffed. I can hear it in my, I'm not usually this puffed. I don't know quite why that's happened. I should, although my legs are aching a bit from yesterday's Qigong, not sure why my breath should be so laboured. I read in the paper this morning that Tandberg had died. Now, Tandberg won't mean very much to any of you who are not in Australia, but hello. Hi. Sorry. He's a cartoonist, or was a cartoonist. His commentary, I suppose, lovely little visual cartoons that have appeared, I don't know for how long. I feel as if he's been illustrating what's been going on in Australia ever since I've been here, which is over 40 years. And somehow in those cartoons, keeping me sane when really bad things are happening in the world, and I don't know quite why it does it. It reminds you of a deeper humanity, or that there is another way of looking at things. They were often quite gentle cartoons, but with quite a lot to say in them. It was really sad to see that he had died, not very old. Well, not by my accounts anymore anyway. And I think I'm going to spend a little bit of time just looking at some of his cartoons and working out which ones have really said most to me. Sorry about that interruption a bit earlier. I suddenly found there's a dog right in front of me, and then someone I knew right behind them, and I had completely not noticed. It's partly because I'm wearing a hat and it obscures my vision, but also because I was concentrating on talking to you. There was someone behind me as well, really not being very alert, not very alert. I shouldn't say that. Being focused on what I'm doing is a good thing. I've just taken a slightly different route. It's quite a strange, because this hill was used so much for sandstone quarrying. A lot of the houses or the older buildings in Hobart were made from the sandstone that came from here. There are quite a few places where you get sort of slightly flat surfaces and then cliff faces. And now that the vegetation's all over them, they're quite beautiful, but you sometimes come across little reminders that there have been buildings and things here too. And on this little path, I keep coming across bits of red brick, so I think there must have been a building of some sort here, or maybe just a shelter. I can't see any footprint of a building, just these odd stones. I would rather like to do the whole loop this morning, but I think I haven't really got time. I had a rather longer time at the cafe this morning because an unexpected friend came and sat down just as I was about to leave. So we had a very nice chat, but it's meant that I'm about at least 45 minutes later than I'd expected to be. And tonight is the cave, and I've got more people coming than usual. Well, one more person coming than usual. So I'm going to need to do something fairly dramatic about my workspace in order to accommodate her and also to make the place a little bit presentable. I think the person who usually comes just is kind of fairly blind to what's around, but I don't feel quite the same way about this other one, so it'll be a good excuse for me to really get down on my hands and knees a bit. So, no big loop today because I really need to get my house in order. Also, I haven't had my breakfast yet, and I'm a little bit hungry. especially as the person who came into the cafe had ordered breakfast, so she was eating breakfast in front of me. I think my appetite was whetted. Well, I think I've reached the as far up as I'm going to come. I've got some walking on the flat, which is lovely, before I go back down again the other side. In fact, I've just realised I'm not sure where to come out to best get to this friend. Oh yes, I do know. I think I'm going to pause this a little bit now and just ponder as I walk, and I'll talk to you a little bit more a little bit later. Hello, it's the other side of the day, and it's an hour before my cavers arrive, and so I have been doing quite a bit of cleaning and tidying. I've got a bit of a way to go, including the table that we're working at. I don't know quite why, but I seem to have started all around the peripheries of what really needs to be done, and now I'm left with a bit that really, really, really needs to be done. So I don't think that's very good planning, but it's probably better for my overall cleaning in that I've done more than I might otherwise have done, and that's always a good thing for me with cleaning. Not necessarily with everything, but with things that I procrastinate with, that is a good way to go. It's really good to be up and about and moving and not sitting. And I always find that once I get into doing something like that, I'm perfectly happy to carry on. It's starting that's difficult. The other thing that's made it much easier today is that it's quite a cool day for midsummer. I think it was only 21, and so it didn't feel difficult to be moving about. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to move either in body or in spirit, preferably in both, maybe moving something on that you've been doing, maybe clearing the decks for something that you want to do, clearing the decks for the most important thing. I know sometimes clearing the decks can seem insurmountable. One of the things that I have put down for this year is that I want to bring my house to the point where I can hand it over to somebody else. I don't mean to sell it to somebody else. I mean that somebody else could come and stay in it without being overwhelmed. And stay in it without me being here necessarily. So I think for some time I've felt that it isn't in that state, that really I couldn't possibly ask anyone to stay here. So that's my aim. And of course, if I do that, it'll be a much nicer place for me to stay in as well. So perhaps I just need to think of myself coming to stay by the end of the year. That feels not so overwhelming, but if I kind of keep creating this room by room approach for each day, I'll do 20 minutes on a different room, and occasionally I'll do bigger bursts. So today was a much bigger burst, I think, on and off. It's 5 now, and I guess I've been doing it on and off since about 11:30 with a bit of a break for lunch. So I have managed to get quite a lot done. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I'm going to leave you a picture of my apricot tree. I meant to take the photo before I had been picking the apricots, but I forgot, and so it's not got quite as many apricots on it as it did have. However, there are still some there, and that's the other thing I've been doing today, is cooking up the apricots that are beginning to bruise. Thank you very, very much for listening, as I said before, and thank you really always for listening. I hope that you have a good day today, or that you've had a good day today. If it's the end of your day, may you sleep well and dream well. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.